Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Average Joe Radio. This is Average Joe. Good Sunday evening. This is June 2nd, 2019, and this is the first episode of the new season. We started Average Joe Radio way back in on June 3rd of 2018. So it's been a year, and so this is we're gonna talk about the year, not the year, but just the Average Joe year. And I want you guys to give me some feedback. We've had an incredible variation of subject matter. We've talked about a lot of stuff. If we're going to talk about what we talked about, I'm not going to bore you and repeat myself too much. But a lot of you haven't been listening since the very beginning, and so we're just going to go over some. I know episodes are available to listen to anytime you want. Keep that in mind. If you miss an episode, you can always go back. But this day in history, the American Civil War ended officially, 1865. So that's a pretty big deal. It began on April 12th, 1861. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but it ended today, June 2nd in 1865. So that's a big one. Album of the week is Kansas Mosque, released in 1975. It was remastered to CD in 2001. And then, strangely enough, it was remastered again in 2014 to vinyl. Since vinyl's kind of had its having its second wind, people kind of like to go back to some of the older technology. Sometimes older technology is better for certain reasons. We all have my two favorite cuts off that album, and it's really hard. Everything on there was good, I liked it. Mysteries and Mayhem, I think, was probably my favorite. And then The Pinnacle is actually an instrumental, and just gives them an opportunity to show off the skills on the instruments, and just kind of very, their music is very, spiritual, might be the right word for it. But anyway, we are still taking nominations for Album of the Month. So get those in. We've had a few in. The less we have, the better chances you have of winning. But by the way, guest call in number 914-219-0884. That number again is 914-219-0884. And if you want to send in your nomination for Album of the Month, averagejo@carolina.org. RR.com. And you can email us for other reasons too, if you just got suggestions or criticisms or kudos or whatever. As I said in the promo video, if it's criticism, we're just gonna scream that, but not really. I can take it. So let's talk about it. It's been a year since Average Joe started. June 3rd, the first show we did was about what was actually called First Show Why Radio, and I was basically just expressing to you guys why I was interested in doing a radio show. And, I've been interested in doing radio most of my life, not just my adult life, but I was exposed to radio station early in life. My dad used to do some ministry on the local AM radio station, at least two or three of them. And so I got to sit and watch, and I was just fascinated with the guy running the controls. And I went to the broadcasting school when I got out of high school, and then I ended up going into electronics. But radio, I don't really have the voice and the, you know, I can't seem to lose my Southern accent, which these days, you know, you don't have to do that. I've listened to several talk show hosts on radio stations that are, you know, that have high ratings, actually. And we don't all have to sound like, you know, a news commentator anymore. You can have your own personality and flair and dialect and accent and all that. And maybe one day, you know, some radio station might say, you know, average Joe, he's got it going on. We're going to hire him. Not necessarily that I'm looking for a job, but, you know, you never know. Once I retire, maybe I might, I wouldn't be, in, I mean, I might be interested in doing something like that. But anyway, that's my, you know, I've always had an interest in radio. I am a ham radio operator. I do have a license. KJ4KIX is my call. And so I dabble in that radio as well, and broadcast radio. But honestly, I'm not a big ham radio guy. I've got a bunch of equipment, but I just don't play with it as much as I probably need to. So that was, you know, and you know what? That first episode, and I know it's been out there the longest, but it was actually the first, I mean, the highest ratings we've had. There's, and I know, and that wasn't all at one time. There wasn't like that many people listening, you know, while it was live. But so far as total listens, we had 79 listens on that episode, and that's pretty big deal for me. I have you know, maybe an average of about 10 listens per episode. I haven't done the numbers lately. It may be more than that now, but probably about 10 listens, and we have had listeners in the U.S., Canada, China, Ethiopia, Ireland, Colombia, and that's not South Carolina, that's Colombia, and Australia and Malaysia. So we are international. I know those people in Ethiopia are digging Average Joe. I just got a feeling about it. They probably are just, biggest problem for them is probably finding the Wi-Fi, maybe. I don't know what their technology's right there. But anyway, so, you know, really, I can't complain. We've really had pretty good success being that it's a 30-minute, you know, blog talk radio show. We've gotten on out there. 914-219-0884 if you want to call in and comment. Our show after the first show, number two, was about camping and RVing. That, you know, Above Average Joe and I, we like to go camping. And when we say camping, we actually go in our you know, we go, they call it, what do they call it? Glamping. That's what they call it, glamping, because you're, you know, you got air conditioning and television and a bed and a kitchen and all that. So, but we have done it the hard way. We started out in a tent, and back in the day, I used to do quite a bit of tent camping. Mr. Scott and I, we used to do some quite a bit of camping when we got a chance, us and some other friends. And you know, I've been camping, and the thing is, my family never camped, so it was kind of, I did it on my own. I've probably been camping since I was maybe 12 or so, you know. Anyway, but yeah, love camping. The next episode was about our U.S. presidents, and we actually did, let's see, we did, wait a minute, I am so confused. No, it wasn't about presidents. It was Father's Day. I got to get my ducks in a row here. It was a Father's Day special, so I talked about my dad. I talked, you know, had you guys, the ones of you that would called in and talked about your dads and just how important, you know, a good father relationship and a good father is, whether you have a father or you are a father. I'm saying chances are you probably had a father or have a father. Mine's gone. He headed on up to Heavenside back in 2013, and I do miss him. The next episode was about cars and trucks. Just a general, you know, I have a love for automobiles and really anything mechanical, but we talked about that a little bit, and just, you know, I told you about a little history of the cars and trucks that I've had in my life, and and we'll probably revisit some of that and talk about that some more. We talked about movies in the next episode, history of movies and movies that I personally like. I think we had a few calls on movies that you guys liked. Next episode was about music, kind of the same thing. Did a history on what Average Joe listens to and has listened to and why and all that. And then we did an episode on television, history and my personal favorites. And the cool thing about television, I like to get into the technology stuff. Some technology, you know, my catchphrase was in the beginning, I used to use this a lot, was I don't know much about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. Well, television is one of those that I know quite a bit more, I guess, than average. I don't protest to be a an expert, but I feel like I'm probably no more than your average Joe. Get it? Oh man. So that we had fun with that. The next episode was collectibles, and we talked about different things that I collect, other people collect. You know, I collect. I've had a pretty good like matchbox cars and Hot Wheels and stuff like that. Above Average Joe, she collects angels and pigs and milk glass and other antiques and stuff. Y'all come on, jump on in there, 914-219-0884. I know we're just going all over the place here, but, you know, we can talk about what you want to talk about. Let's see, vacation and travel, we talked about that. U.S. Veterans Organizations was the next one. If y'all remember, I am above average Joe and myself, we're pretty involved in the local VFW post 2908. We've been involved for probably 15 years. I personally didn't serve in the service in the military, but my dad served in Korea, and so it's kind of my way of honoring my father and also to support our veterans that are alive. After that, we had an episode called Road Warriors. That was basically about people that make a living on the road, people that travel a lot, and that are, you know, just in their cars or their trucks all the time. Anything from a car, from a salesman to a truck driver to police officers. I mean, just people that are in their cars or vehicles, all the time. And I guess that would include airline pilots, even though they're not on the road, they're still in their vehicle. So we'll let that one go. One after that we did on the paranormal. And, you know, we had a really good audience on that one. We had a lot of precipitated. We had a lot of people that were interested in that. And it's always been, I always like playing my weird music when we do, you know, shifts. Stuff, you know. Yeah, that's the one you want to play after midnight and get everybody all spooked up first before you play it. We did an episode on reality and human perception. That was probably one of the most difficult episodes I've ever done, because trying to describe, we were basing that discussion on the double slit experiment. Trying to describe that without having glossy pictures or glossy photographs with circles and arrows was quite a challenge, and I knew it would be, but I gave it a shot because it's such a fascinating subject, and I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about that. 914-219-0884. When you're just sitting around the campfire, you know, and you got no other distractions, and you just want to talk about some cool stuff, man, that's top of the line right there. And then following that, we did one on time, which kind of falls in the same category because, you know, you talk about relativity and time travel and just what you do with your time and how valuable time is. And time is kind of a human thing, you know. Time is really, when you look at the big picture, there's really no time. And I don't have time to discuss it. Next episode was about food, my favorite food recipes in restaurants, and of course that's one of my favorites. Well, it's not you don't get into a real deep discussion about food, but boy, I love talking about it because I love to eat and I like to cook. I'm not a master chef or anything, but you know, if you like to eat, it's probably a good idea to be able to cook. The next episode was water. And that was one that was actually suggested by Mr. Jim down in Florida, and how valuable water is and how more valuable it's becoming, and just worldwide how much of a problem having good water is, and how much more of a problem it could become. And it basically will be kind of the oil of the future, because whoever's got the most fresh water's got, you know, going to have the most power. There very well could be war over fresh water. Conspiracy theories. We talked about some conspiracy theories. We talked about, you know, the JFK assassination. We talked about landing on the moon. You know, people don't, there's people out there that don't believe that we landed on the moon. Flat Earth Society. There's people that believe the Earth is flat. And I really need to do a show on that, because that is one. I mean, I saw a documentary about that. There is a lot of people that believe the Earth is flat, and they have a society, Flat Earth Society, and they have, you know, some quote-unquote scientific evidence, but I don't get it. I'm like, dude, have you never been up in an airplane? Anyway, so we did one after that on customer service. Now, Above Average Joe joined us on that one a little bit, because she is a customer service expert, and I don't mean that lightly. She understands customer service, and I do pretty well with customer service myself. I do have to deal face-to-face with customers in my business. And I think I'm pretty good at it, pretty good at making people, you know, be glad they're doing business with us. Let's see. We did one on technology. That was where Gabe, he joined us, and we talked about Gabe is one of the brainiacs that I know, and he is a good friend of mine, and he's you know, a big computer geek guy. He's a pilot. He's got a lot of got a pretty long resume. Gabe's a smart guy, so we talked about that a little bit. Let's see. Then we did one on homesteading, and that was kind of fun, because we were talking about, you know, there's preppers out there, people that are basically, you know, homesteading for the purpose of being prepared for, you know, if the gravy hits the fan. You know, but some of us like to homestead, and I'll say us, like to know how to homestead because just based, you know, if it's just a better way of life. I mean, it's just if you can do it. We did one on work, career, and jobs. Just trying to help the, you know, if anybody's looking for work or a job or both, career. I've been in the workforce for more than my adult life. I think my first job was actually cutting grass at the church, and then I worked on a tobacco farm, well, actually two or three of them, and worked in a grocery store once I was old enough to work a public job. 914-219-0884 if you want to call in. Let's see. Cut the Cord. We did a Cut the Cord show, and that was about basically alternatives to cable TV. I'm not going into any more detail about that. We did a Veterans Day special. That was Veterans Day weekend, again, honoring our veterans. And then we had a Thanksgiving show, which was the weekend or the week, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We did one on the presidents on December 2nd, U.S. presidents. And that was the one, that's what got me confused a while ago, because we did the one on the U.S. presidents, and then we had to come back and do a sequel. And so on the 9th, we did U.S. presidents 2, the sequel, just to get through all of them. We've had a lot of presidents. Then we did a show on weather events and culture. And that was basically about how people go nuts when there's going to be a weather event. And what I mean by a weather event is if like it's going to snow. Here in the Piedmont, North Carolina, if you mention that it's going to snow in 2 weeks, people hit the grocery store. They buy all the milk and eggs and bread and because they've got to make some French toast. And they go out, and then if there's going to be a hurricane, people buy up all the batteries and the milk and bread and eggs. Water, they buy all the water, even though they might have, you know, they all they got to do is fill up some vessels with water. But anyway, then we did one on comedy, and we weren't really being comedic. But we were just talking about the history of comedy and what is comedy, and I love comedy. I mean, if you hadn't figured it out by now, I like some funny stuff. I enjoy funny things. I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh. I have a pretty good sense of humor, and maybe either that or people are just being nice to me and giving me mercy laughs. But, you know, usually I can crack them up if I want to. Kind of shooting from the hip. We did an end of year special for 2018, and that was basically talking about not what had happened on Average Joe, you know, for the year, because it hadn't been a year yet. We were actually talking about the actual year of 2018, what had happened, you know, historically for, you know, the United States and around the world. And then, of course, in January, you know, the 6th, which is right after New Year's, we did a one called "You Say You Have a Resolution," just in talking about people's resolutions. We did one on inspiration. We did one on buying cars and trucks. I used to be a car salesman for a short time because I was going to be starving if I had stayed a car salesman. I wasn't really good at selling cars, but while I was in the business, I did learn about what the best way to buy a car because I was on the other side, and I know what to do now, what to ask for, what I can get away with, you know, how far you can push that salesman. The next one we got into was one of my favorites. It was about the space project or the space program. Called It Is Rocket Science, and then we had to do another one because we ran out of time. We called This Is Rocket Science 2, as in also, and then believe it or not, we did a third one. This Also Is Rocket Science. Excuse me. I love talking about the space program. It's probably one of my favorite subjects. love reading about it, love seeing documentaries about it. What can I say? It's just my thing, man. We talked about integration and presentation technology, and that was essentially talking about the business that I'm in. That's something that I guess I could say I'm somewhat of an expert. I've been doing that kind of work, well, specifically integration presentation for about 15 years. We did one after that on capital punishment, the death penalty. That one was a little controversial. We didn't have any arguments or anything. We got about 4 minutes, 914-219-0884 if you want to comment. The show after that was called Misinformation. And that was basically about, that was kind of directed at our Facebook users that like to post stuff just because they see it and it sounds good towards their argument of mostly politics. People like to just post stuff if it supports their beliefs or religion, you know, whether it's politics or religion or whatever, they'll post it whether it's true or not. They don't even research it. They just say, oh, gosh, that so supports what I believe in. I'm posting that. And then, and what they really don't realize, or maybe they do realize it, they just don't care, is it really hurts their credibility. You know, people's not going to believe you about anything if you're going to post stuff or say stuff that you just saw or heard without, you know, confirming the validity of it. Episode after that was called Ripples of Events, and that was really about how your actions or people's actions of things that are done or said or whatever that affects the future, how, you know, things are set, the space-time continuum, as it were. We did one on friendship. Friendship. man, I've been so blessed. I've got my friend list is that the people that are really my friends, the list has gotten shorter, but it's just because you realize over the years, even when you mess up, especially when you mess up, you find out who your real friends are. And I've got friends that I've had basically my whole adult life and some that even go back into grade school. And gosh, I love them, every one. In Sickness and in Health, that was about marriage. We did another mixed bag. Let's see. We did one on electric vehicles. That was a little controversial. People like to believe in good, clean energy, but there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff with electric vehicles that's not necessarily that clean. And this wasn't me kicking electric vehicles. I think they're cool, and they can definitely be a plus, as it were, a positive. they can be a positive in our energy and environmental situation. But, you know, we just wanted to be fair and just look at all of it. We've got about a minute here, so I'm assuming you guys don't want to talk to me today. We did one on domesticated animals. We talked about pets and farm animals and all that stuff. We did a show then and now, just how good we got it now compared to the way things used to be. We talked about business. Business is business. We did a Mother's Day special. And then we did the Star Spangled Banner show. And that was also a suggestion by Mr. Jim. Last week, we did a show on being cool. And that was kind of a fun show. It was harder to do than I thought because cool is not a specific thing. It's kind of a subjective thing. When you say something's cool, it's because you like it or a person is cool. You know, so far as what's cool depends on when and who you are and the people you're surrounded by and the people's perception of cool. And that was last week. So today's show is Average Joe Radio. talked about the history. And I appreciate all of you listening today. I know I didn't stay on any one specific thing, so it's probably hard for you guys to want to comment on that when we're just jumping from subject to subject. But anyway, so we'll be back next week, and I was reminded by Mr. Scott that we have not done a follow-up on the Star Spangled Banner. We need to do a follow-up on that. I don't know if it'll be next week, but we will be doing one. We've still got to do a follow-up show on reality, because, that one we could talk about for years. Time, lots of those. There's always plenty of goodie left in those subjects. But anyway, thanks again for joining us. Season 2, Episode 1, Average Joe Radio. We'll see you next week.